Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realize your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started.
So what could any potential disruption mean for the athletes who've been training hard for many months and years, in some cases, to take part in today's race? Arj Tiruchelvam is a performance coach who worked with some of Team GB's top Olympians for London 2012. Morning to you, Arj.
Morning, Eleanor. Morning, Chris.
Morning. You didn't train with Etienne Stott, did you, by any chance?
Didn't, no, unfortunately not.
No. As far as the points that he is making, and you know, and I did ask him about what he would have felt like if he'd been in that situation as an athlete on the start line and his race had been disrupted, and he said he might have felt very differently about it. So I'm sure that there are probably some athletes who have strong principles and strong feelings about the kind of things that Etienne was talking about. But at the same time, you know, when you train for an event, you want to, you don't want any kind of external influence, do you?
Absolutely. You want to try and control everything as much as possible, don't you? The biggest fear is uncertainty. And these are one of the aspects of sports psychology that most Olympic athletes, right down to just your novice who takes part in parkrun perhaps, really worries about, and the area that we have to focus the most on as race day approaches.
So how do you prepare them for the unexpected, as it were?
Well, hopefully, everyone's been training for 12 weeks, maybe even longer, and that has given them a good background to what can happen physically, physiologically. And having the confidence within yourself to know that you can run the miles, or at least run some of those miles, know what it feels like to be fatigued, that actually takes a great amount of the pressure of the psychology of being resilient. The other aspect is, realistically, and it's the same principle in life, worry about the things that you can control. Don't worry about the things you can't control. Now, obviously, the London Marathon is one of the biggest sporting events in the world. It's obviously going to mean an awful big deal for everyone taking part and many of those who are watching. However, it is really important to think that you're not alone on that race line. You're not alone competing. There will be, I think you said just over 45,000. I think the actual entrance is 58,000 for the London Marathon this year. So there's a lot of people who are going to be in the exact same situation. So control what you can, and be encouraged to know that other people are going to be there with you in the exact same circumstance.
It's almost unique, isn't it, in terms of the mass running events. You're surrounded by people who you're not particularly racing against, are you? You're doing it for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, some of my athletes won't say that, but...
no, of course.
it is very unique. And I think there's a level of camaraderie that exists basically from taking part in a major event. It doesn't have to be a marathon, but anything which is major for someone, you basically build that friendship, that relationship for someone who's going along that journey with you.
Have you been in a situation where you've worked with a performer and worked with an athlete and then something happens and they've struggled to cope with that?
Yeah, there's always the fears over in the kind of 2 to 3 days before race day, where, you know, you've basically suffered some kind of injury or something is bothering you. And it's really about establishing how much of that is an actual injury, how much of that is, you know, the pressure of the event approaching, and how much of that is manageable. Because at the end of the day, this is the London Marathon, and we want everyone to enjoy it as much as possible. Enjoy being here. Don't really think of this as an opportunity to break your personal best. Think of this as basically you're one of the lucky individuals to be running London.
I was going to say, yes, I mean, it is a difficult thing to get entry to, and we're going to have lots of people who are making their way down to the start right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're at the top, Arj. You've coached Olympic athletes. So for people like I, for example, just looking at our text as the Porthcawl runners, Alison, Alan, Claire, Gabrielle, Jeff, dressed as Minnie Mouse for his own reasons, Lucy, Mark, Martin and Sophie, what would you say to them? Right, guys, Porthcawl runners, this is your special message from elite performance coach, Arj Tiruchelvam.
Well, first of all, great pronunciation, Eleanor.
Oh, thank you.
realistically, you're heading down to what's going to be the highlight of your week, your month, maybe your year, whatever it is. Stay in the present. Do not worry about the future. That is really, really important. If something does arise, it's about being able to accept what's happening and then allow yourself to deal with it at that time. There's no point worrying about the future. It is about taking each step by step, each mile by mile. It's fine to feel nervous. It's fine to feel worried. All of those things are perfectly normal and actually will help you succeed. You can use that adrenaline to get a little bit more energy out of it. I think realistically, if you are, you know, struggling at moments, you need to think back to tough training sessions that you've had. So is there an occasion that you can remember that was really difficult? Something happened. Maybe I had a cramp and all of these unusual occurrences. Think how you dealt with it at the time. You know you've been here before and therefore you can do it again today. You can go on having overcome that problem in the past. You can overcome this one. And then the final thing is have something positive in mind. You know, have an occasion, whether it was your honeymoon in Antigua that you want to think back to, or if it was your positive training session that you went through, or, you know, you ran the longest distance in recently, whatever it is, have all of those positive moments in your head. When things start getting tired and difficult, just recall one of those events, really immerse yourself in those events for, say, 30 seconds, and then get back to running.
Brilliant advice. I can feel that our runners who are listening to us today are going to have an extra spring in their step, thanks to you, Arj. Lovely to talk to you. Arj Tiruchelvam, who is a performance coach who has worked with a lot of the top athletes and now working with you, our Five Live listeners, running the marathon today. I think we should probably, you know, just tap into that spirit,
talking
tap into that
matters.
Positivity.
Yes.
And have a bit of this.
Yeah,
here we go.
There we go. Yeah, beautiful.
Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram. It's at performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique, or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, and we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.